Hello, everybody out there in Para X this evening. How are you, everyone? If you want to come over and join us in chat, you can come to www.para-x.com and click on the live chat button at the top of the page. You could come in and talk to all of us. We really have a good time in here. I am so excited this evening. I have a great guest, and she's wonderful, inspirational, and truly gifted. And I would like everyone to welcome Heather Tobin to my show. Hello, Heather. How are you this evening?
Karen, I'm terrific. I'm so happy to be here. It's an absolute honor. And so you're the gifted one, so right back at you. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. You are so sweet. So I wanted to let you know that I was looking at your site. I love that site you have. And can you give that out to people? Do you have that?
I do. Oh, thank you so much, Karen. It's www.mysticalheather.com, and that's just all one word. So that's the one.
And it's an awesome site, you guys. It's great. Because it gives all of her background. And I found it very interesting and fascinating. You were born in Marblehead, Massachusetts, and lived in a house full of spirits, which was formerly the Devereux Railroad Station. Is that correct?
Yes. That's right. Well, you've done your homework. You're good.
And I remember you when you were on with your mom and dad, too, that you guys were talking about that, too. So I found that very, very interesting.
Thank you.
What are your thoughts on how or why a person becomes psychic?
Okay, that's a great question. I'll start by saying that I really hold to this. I believe we are all born psychic. I believe that it is as much a part of our senses as the other senses, and that we all do have this sixth sense. The difference is I think, you know, especially as children, you know, babies and children, we have this ability and it's natural. And then it sort of gets beaten out of us later on when we're supposed to sort of join the real world, the so-called real world. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's sort of where we're, you know, all of a sudden we're indoctrinated into school and all of the things that we're supposed to be doing, the shoulds. And so what I think is, you know what I mean?
Yes.
you can relate, exactly. Mm-hmm. And what I think happens with some of us, it's a choice. Some families are very nurturing and supportive of, you know, a child's psychic abilities. And so that will promote the child to, you know, grow up into an adult and continue to maybe pursue and really be in touch with the psychic. Okay, whereas, you know, other families not as supportive, or maybe it's an individual decision to sort of shut it down. Because I do think, my sense is, especially around age 7, give or take, but around then, you might start to lose that connection, or if it's something that is nurtured or fostered or you have a real interest, then you can pursue it. However, I will say, I want to basically say this as well as a disclaimer, you can always return to it too. I believe you really can, Karen. You can open yourself up again.
I think I heard that or read that somewhere else, that 7 is like that magical age where it cuts off, or it might lower off, or whatever. But what I found interesting, what reading your information was that you later in life, in college, is when you actually really started being, you know, aggressive about it. Is that correct?
That's exactly correct. You know, for me, I think it was because, and again, my parents have been interviewed on the show, my show, and they're very supportive. But I think back when I was growing up, Karen, it wasn't as, you know, right now with all the paranormal shows and shows about psychic mediums, it's a lot more open. I think once right. I did reach, you know what I mean? You know, but back then, right. it's very different. Back then, mm-hmm. you know, during school age, I kind of shut it down. And part of the reason, too, was that some of the psychic stuff that I was getting was more scary. You know, I could sense when a relative was going to die. I could sense when an animal was going to die. And so it started to be associated with negative things. Mm. You see what I mean? It wasn't until college. You know what I mean? I think if you have some, you know what I mean? You know, all of a sudden you're getting this negative information. I shut it down for quite a while. And then in college, just like you said, I discovered through the support of some wonderful friends who were, you know, practicing psychics and mediums, said, hey, there really is a very wonderful side to this. If you want to wake up to it again and really start practicing and using meditation to reconnect. And that's what I did.
Right. Right. I found that very interesting, and I'm glad that you shared that experience when you were younger, because I believe that back when we were younger, it was different, and it's more, everybody speaks more about it now, you know what I mean? It's more open, everyone is like, oh, okay, I think I might have this, or I might have that, and we're not so much afraid to talk about it now.
Right. And don't you think, too, I mean, look, we have the radio. Here we are, you and I, talking right now. And
I know.
You know. It's awesome. You know, and, you know, the TV shows, radio, books that have come out, you know, and a lot of books, too, about, you know, what to do if your child is, you know, extremely psychic. Now they're even, you know, psychic camps kids can go to. I mean, it's just opened up. And we were kids, I think we didn't hear about it much except maybe in the movies. And it was usually kind of freaky or, and scary.
Right. Or we talked around the campfire, ghost stories, right?
Right. Oh, yeah. Exactly. And it was fun.
Right. Yes, we like to
make babies out of ourselves.
I know. I remember that. And I talked to you briefly. I talked to you briefly earlier about your the name of your show here on Pair X, Into the Mystic, and we had discussed why you thought, or I said, why did you have that name for your show, or did you pick it a certain reason? And can you kind of tell everybody why you named your show with that?
Absolutely. It's a great question, by the way. It really started out because I'm also a musician. I'm very into music, and I've always loved Van Morrison's song, Into the Mystic, and I thought that would be kind of a neat name for a show. And given, you know, when I listen to the lyrics of his song about what is mystical, and I think you and I were discussing earlier, and what we'll talk to our folks in the audience there, is that, you know, there are many definitions for what a mystic is. Some of them say that basically, you know, there are, but I guess in essence it is to be connected to the divine. You know, whether some people call it God or some people call it Great Spirit. And it's also about the mysteries. You know, some of the synonyms for mystic are magical, you know, often maybe pertaining to, you know, either a religious or even a cult belief and something that is sort of hidden and not, it's sort of it defies normal logic. And so in choosing the name, what I wanted to do and my goal with the show, which has been, is to try and introduce as many different people from different walks of life to talk about their magical or spiritual experiences, or perhaps teach us something about them. And that's why I chose the name, you know, again, for the song, but also for what, you know, for me, where I'm sort of trying to stumble along this life as sort of a modern mystic, if you will, a seeker. I think that's how I really, and so I settled on the name Mystic. I like the way it sounds. Don't you too? Yeah. And we were talking about
yes, I love it.
We were talking about how we love the movie Mystic Pizza. Okay.
But yes. I know. That's one of my faves. Yeah.
Me too. We were talking about how much we love that. But what I was thinking about that after we talked about how in that movie it's about, you know, it's Julia Roberts and everybody growing up in Mystic, Connecticut. But what's nice, which is sort of the mystery and the mystical, is that you never find out what the ingredient is in the Mystic pizza. So it's that, double meaning in that movie. Think about that. So
It takes
on this mystical appeal, you know. So there it is. It's funny how things stick with us.
I know. And, you know, also while researching on your site, I noticed that you had a show back in time, back in New England, on a cable network. And it was, I didn't write that down. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you. You're referring to the On the Road Ghost Show.
Yes. And I thought that was very interesting. And did that get you more into the paranormal, doing that?
Oh, it did. It did. I think what it also did, Karen, was, you know, back then when I was younger and a lot more naive, and again, not as, you know, hopefully I've gained some wisdom, definitely by many stumblings and mistakes. admittedly, there aren't they often our best lessons? They can hurt a whole lot, but right. But back then, absolutely. You know, we were going to different haunted locations, New England, and you know, we pitched the show to Sci-Fi, and that was back like 12 years ago. It was before the big reality, you know, TV explosion. And at the time they said, we just don't think anyone would be that interested in a reality show about the paranormal.
Totally different now.
It's very different, you know, timing is of the essence. But, you know, as I've mentioned before, you know, in retrospect, Karen, I'm glad that it didn't go further. The reason why is because I learned about things about, for instance, in some of the hauntings that we investigated, you know, some of those entities that haunting the houses were not nice. They were a little nasty. You know, and one of them possibly could have been, you know, worse than nasty. And I think now there's a lot more knowledge, and you have people in the field like John Zaffis, who's such, you know, brilliant demonologist, and thank God, years ago he actually helped, you know, on the show. He came on a few times as a guest. I learned so much. It was great. He's been a dear friend for years. You know, the thing is that learning how to be cautious and learning how to be very humble and respectful and to try and as best you can know what you're dealing with. So I learned a lot. You know what I mean? I learned a lot from that show. And, you know, one of the, you know, how not to absorb negative energy, how to protect yourself, things that are very important. But it definitely, the show was a wonderful opportunity to meet and visit some remarkable places that were haunted. And you know, it's a great,
right.
I'm glad I did it. Oh, yeah, glad I did it.
Yeah. I'm sure it was an experience. Sure.
It was.
And I'm sure you learned a lot. I'm sure you learned a lot because, when you actually go to places, that's where you learn a lot of things, you know?
You do.
Well, go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, there's something
that's
you can read in a book. You're so sweet. You know, some things you can read in a book, Karen, but really until you've experienced it, you really don't know till you know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. And until you have experienced it. I definitely agree with that.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to go ahead and take a break right now. Okay, Dragon?
Great.
Can you take us out on a break?
Fill the empty spaces she's feeling. She depends on her music like a husband. And she knows it's no good to fall in love again. Body.
everybody. We're back. I'm back with Heather. Hi, Heather.
Hi.
I'm having so much fun.
I'm having so much fun.
Oh. I wanted to ask you, too, how do you think having your abilities has affected your life? How do you think that's affected your life?
That's a great question, too. Let me tell you, I think it has been a really great blessing most of the time. The reason why, and again, I'll say this always, you know, whatever abilities I have, it's not me, it's given to me by whatever, the divine, great spirit, God, whatever you want to call it. I'm so grateful and humbled just to be basically like a vessel to receive messages. I think what it's done, it's nice. It's a nice thing. I think the gift is, it's a good thing in being able to connect with people on a very real way, on a very real level. And that is rewarding because if, you know, it's about being of service. And I think that has helped me, you know what I mean? It's helped me finally to realize that this is my path. This is what I want to do, that I feel best when I'm able to reach people at a soul level and be of service. And that has been, that has been so mind-changing, you know. And also, for me, you know, where I used to be kind of skeptical for a while, as far as belief, you know, in the afterlife, whereas before I wasn't sure at times, now I feel there's no question. And again, I never force my belief on anyone else. I just, you know, Karen, I just know from my personal experiences that there's so much more beyond just when we physically die and that our loved ones do visit us and try to communicate with us. And I think that is, so I think it's changed my life in that sense. One thing that you do have to watch out for, and I think other psychics and mediums probably can relate, is that you can be so sensitive. I mean, the price of being sensitive and psychic and really being opened up is that, you know, things can sort of affect you. I get drained pretty easily. I still haven't really, I haven't mastered quite yet. It's hard.
Yeah, that was one of my questions. Yeah, right. That was one of my questions, is that I can understand that, because now that I'm realizing that I have some abilities, I get like that too, you know, drained. Like that drained feeling. When I think I'm more empathic than anything. So when you get that soul to soul person thing, it does make you drained. But it's also rewarding in the fact that you can help someone, too.
Yes, isn't it the case? You know firsthand. And I think, you know, through practice, and, you know, I've gone, you know, I'm sure if you've read and gone through workshops, too, Karen, is that, you know, I asked one of my teachers the other day, because I said, you know, we did have this wonderful day of doing all this amazing, you know, spiritual work. And I had a great time, but man, I was like floored, exhausted for 2 days afterwards. And I said, am I doing something wrong? Mm-hmm. And she said, you know, when you're starting new things, even though, you know, this isn't new, but as far as, you know, doing something for a full day, she said, you're going to be tired, and over time you do get stronger. And you learn how to shut it off when you need to and sort of protect yourself and protect your energy. And that comes with practice. And she said, I mean, she's in her 60s, and she said, you know, I still get tired sometimes. And then other times I'm not tired at all. I'm very empowered. So I think it just comes with practice. And, you know, some days you're going to be more tired because if we're more sensitive and empathic. You know what I mean?
Right. I totally agree. Yeah,
definitely.
Excuse me. And again, you want And again, you want to share that site with everyone so they can see that wonderful site. I love it.
Oh, thank you so much, Karen. You're so lovely. Of course, folks, it's www.mysticalheather.com, and that's just all one word, Mystical Heather. And, you know, what's nice, you know, I do offer the readings on there. You can get your readings and also just blog posts about things like what you and I are talking about,
yes,
sort of the right daily thing. And you know, please feel free to visit and say hi there. I always love to hear from people. And again,
yes,
try and support and be of service as best I can with a sense of humor always.
Right.
Important.
Yes, we do. We do have to have a sense of humor, yes.
Don't you, though?
And you... Yes. Uh-huh. And you mentioned earlier, and we've heard some of it before, but you've also play and record music, right?
Yes, I do. Yes. And
yes,
you know, it's been thank you for bringing that up. You're so sweet. I think it goes hand in hand. I really find that music is just a wonderful way to connect, and it also is a nice way if you are feeling drained. There's nothing like music, whether you're playing it or just listening to some of your favorite music. I think it really re-energizes, and, you know, music is,
I agree.
You know, music, don't you agree? Do you find listening
yes
to some of your favorite songs if you're having a down day? Don't you feel so much better?
Yes. I think music does have play a big part in how we do things every day, too. You know, I mean, and we actually were discussing one day on chat about how someone said, oh, how can I de-stress myself? And I said, go put on a nice song that you like and dance around your house. I said, because then you'll be, like, de-stressed.
Karen, that is the most, you are a sage and wise woman because you are so right. You're so, oh my God, I know, it's so true. There's nothing like putting in, and I always call the guilty pleasure songs. They're these songs that you'd never admit that you like, but then when you're alone in the house, you blare them and you dance around the room. And
yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Totally. But, you know, you love it because they're great. And you're right. It's such a de-stressor. Music has that ability just to, you know, elevate your spirit.
Right.
And I think it goes hand in hand. Like, I think, in fact, a lot of the mediums that I've gone to see, and they say they psych themselves up before they go in front of this huge audience by playing their favorite music. Yeah, haven't you, though?
Yeah.
It raises the vibration. It can raise the vibration of the room, or sometimes they play it for the whole audience. And also, everyone's dancing in their seats, and it just changes the whole vibe.
Right,
yeah.
It does. So what kind of music do you play?
Okay, well, yeah, stuff I play, you know, it's sort of folky, bluesy stuff as far as the stuff that I write. You know, I love the blues. I love the blues. And so I write more of, like, folky, blues, sort of rock stuff. But it's very different. But I listen to everything, you know, like, from the 80s and you know, everything from the Beatles to Frank Sinatra. I mean, I love everything.
Right,
I love it.
Right.
You know, and it's just, I love reggae. I love reggae because it just, reggae music reminds me of a sunny day with a pina colada. So,
It's sitting on the beach with maybe a parrot and a tree.
There you, oh my God, there you are. Don't we need that right today? This gloomy day, we need to be thinking about
Oh, I know.
We need to be thinking about a beach. Oh, yeah, yeah. But, oh, yeah, but, no, I love Reiki music, and, you know, I love, again, but as far as singing, you know, anything I can, even reggae, everything, everything. It just, yeah. I love all.
I'm kind of the same way. I like all kinds of music. All kinds of music.
Do you? Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. It makes such a difference.
Mm-hmm. Because I like to listen to the music itself, not always the words, maybe. The words separate from the music. I like to hear the musical part of it. I like to hear, like, if there's a guitar or if there's a different kind of drum sound or something like, I like to listen to that part of it too.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I do too. I like to listen to all the instruments and the guitar and the bass and the drums. It's just awesome. And it's like, you know, again, it's very spiritual and it can be very mystical. And it doesn't mean that it has to be this specifically mystical music, but I really think when you get into that, you know, you get into that zone and either you're dancing around the room or whatever. I mean, that's a mystical experience, in my opinion.
Yes. Yes, I agree. I agree.
Ah, cool. Cool.
Uh-huh. What kind of advice would you give to someone who has abilities, mind abilities? What kind of advice would you give to somebody?
You know, it would be for people that wanted to develop their abilities.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is that your question? You know, with people.
Yeah.
So you're talking about someone did have it. I think one of the first things is finding like-minded people. Okay. Teachers, workshops. You know, it starts out even just going to see people present, whether it's, you know, in front of a big auditorium or if it's in a small group. And I think going and listening and partaking in classes, you know, if they're just beginning, you know, classes about, I know there's some wonderful classes at a lot of different New Age centers and bookstores now, all over the country, all over the world. You know, Karen, I'd say that would be a great place to start because books are great too, okay? I mean, I started by reading books, and I'm sure maybe you did too. But wouldn't you say there's something about connecting with people in person?
Yes.
You can really, you know, because what it does, it can confirm some of the anxieties or excitement that you might be having as you're developing these abilities. And I think it's important not to be, not to feel alone. And there's nothing like sitting in a room with someone and going, oh my goodness, I know exactly what you mean. The same thing happened to me.
And you
see how it starts? And then you go from there. That and also meditation. I mean, meditation is simple as just being quiet for 5 minutes a day and just trying to clear your mind and just sort of, you know, sit and be present. It's simple.
I agree.
Like that. Don't you agree? I mean, do you find that too? It's that, stillness. And by the way, I love the name of your show, Mind Abilities. I absolutely love that. I really do. It's great. Oh,
thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, I have learned so much just in the short amount of time that I've been doing this show. And what you're saying is you're right. I need to go out and find the same people with the same types of things, and it'll reinforce what I have. I think that's...
Absolutely.
Yes, and I think that's... kind of another message that I would like to put out there for other people too, that, you know, we need to, you know how you hung around certain people when you were younger. Okay, well, now you're realizing that you have some kind of mind ability. We need to go find those kind of type of people and hang around with them so that we can reinforce what we have.
Exactly. Exactly, and support each other. And that way, you know, you have a comfortable, you have a comfort level with people that understand and are there to help and nurture, you know, and each other. And I think that exactly. It can be, because I'll say this, I'm sure you've experienced this, Karen, given your abilities, sometimes you can feel very lonely, and you can feel kind of misunderstood in the general public.
Right.
Right, you know what I mean?
Right. Mm-hmm.
You can feel a little bit isolated. And so, you know, I think that is just, I found that it was when I connected with people, and one of the most, this is a great story real quick, is just, I had a best friend when I was 5 years old. We were best friends, and we told each other ghost stories around the campfire, the whole thing. And she was really, really psychic, and, you know, we told each other ghost stories. But then she moved away, and I couldn't find her for 30 years.
Years
now. Isn't that incredible?
No.
She was my best friend until last year we found each other. It was amazing.
Amazing.
It was such a beautiful story. And get this, even though we had been out of touch for 30 years, our interests were the same. We still were studying the psychic and the paranormal. And now, it's amazing. And it turns out she lives in the same state as I do. I mean, it's incredible coincidence.
Oh, my.
Isn't that great? So now...
That's great. That's a nice story.
Thank you.
I love that.
Isn't that cool? And so
that
now...
So nice. Yes.
We're teaching each other. We're teaching each other, and we're able to remember, hey, remember when we were little kids and this, we thought this house was haunted? It's like we're 5 years old again. So I bring it up is that you feel like you've come home when you either reunite with people that you knew who understood you, or you meet new people that understand where you're coming from.
Right. I think we need to talk a little bit more, Heather.
Sure. Sure. You're awesome.
Well, I think we're going to... Oh, thank you. I think we're going to go ahead and take a break and let Brian play some music there for us.
Awesome. Thanks.
I will walk on everything through the pyramids of light. I will feed myself on the silence, wash it down.
Communication.
Hello, everyone. We're back with Heather. Hello, Heather.
Heather's Hi, Karen.
We were having such a wonderful conversation. We didn't want to come back.
We're talking about our childhood. We're talking about how having those friends from childhood are really so precious, and we're just remembering what it was like to grow up when we were kids, and it was just a great time.
It was so much fun. I was trying to see if anyone had questions out there in the chat, but I guess they don't out there. I guess they're just not intrigued with our little conversation, but I am.
We're having fun, and that's all that matters, you know. And
exactly.
That's how it is. That's how it is.
And you had mentioned earlier a little bit. You like dabbled on it a little bit earlier about growing up and in your house, spirits and everything. And I was wondering, I know you had mentioned it a little bit on your show when your parents were on. Do they have abilities as well? Yes, I thought so. So, do you think that made a difference growing up? Do you think that made a difference?
I do. I mean, again, I think my dad, for instance, has always been interested in the paranormal. And so he had books on ghosts and mystical creatures. You know, we grew up with millions of books. And, you know, Karen, my father was always so fascinated. He loved watching shows about ghosts and the mysteries and Bigfoot. Aww. So it was really, he's great. My dad, he's awesome. Thank you so much. You know, but I think that sparked the interest, and it continued, you know, all through my life. And what's so cute now is that with my sister and her little girls are totally into ghosts and ghost hunting.
Wow.
I mean, yeah, the older one, my niece, is 6 years old.
We're bringing up another generation of ghost people. Ghost investigators.
That's right.
Yay!
They're starting young. Oh, my God. It's a lot of fun. Oh, yeah. And the little one, well, actually, the little one's 3, but the older one's 6. She just has no fear. And she is so open. So, oh, absolutely, Karen. I think growing up in a household where there was that interest, made a difference. Absolutely.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, yeah.
And that's other things that I, like, wanted to talk about on my show, too, like, get other people's ideas about, hey, did you grow up with people that, around you that had mind abilities, or did you, like, because I didn't. So
you didn't. I was going to ask you.
No, nothing. But, you know, my cousin and I have spoken a little bit about things here and there, and she may have some, too, but it is different, I think, because, like, when you don't have it around you, when you're growing up, you're fearful of talking about it. Like you had mentioned before, you know, you're not much going to talk about it at free will, you know what I mean?
Because
it's not, well, you didn't grow up around it. So it was like, what am I thinking? Is this something I'm not supposed to be thinking, you know? Things like that.
Right. The way we're brought up, I mean, hey, look, some people sometimes growing up in a certain religious tradition where it is not as acceptable, different childhoods, and you're right. So that's why, you know, again, I say this to anybody, it is never, ever too late to explore mind abilities and mystical things. It's never too late.
Mm-hmm.
We can always find people who, again, will support us And it right. can, it make, you know, just help us along as we help them along.
Right. Right.
It's tough.
Yeah. And you also are, you're also on Facebook too, right? You have a Facebook page.
I do. Thank you so much, Karen. I do. It's you're so sweet. I think if you just go onto Facebook and it's Into the Mystic Para X, if you just type in Into the Mystic Para X, it becomes.
I think it's, if I was on there today, I think it was Mystical Heather. A Para X. It says Para X on there. Something like that.
Oh, awesome. See any better than I do. Thank you. Oh, you're so sweet. I'm like, oh, God. I admit, okay. I am not... I'm not
okay.
very technological. You're techno not no. savvy. Techno dork.
No. Hey, you do your radio show. So that's great. I chickened out on that.
No, but you're doing this. You're doing such an amazing
I know.
Job.
Thank you.
You're doing great. You're doing great.
And and also, did I read somewhere that you have a book in the process, or are you writing a book?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. Two things. One is going to be a story about my life growing up, you know, and sort of opening up to the abilities and having some weird experiences, which maybe people find entertaining.
right.
That's, you know, one thing I'm working on right now. Also, just talking about a book about writing about different objects that, you know, not necessarily are, you know, all haunted, but objects that carry
right.
energy, you know, and
okay.
whether it's positive or negative, and how we can use them. And that's something I'm writing about, too. Again, you know, gets on John Zaffis' amazing show coming out June 1st on Sci-Fi.
Yeah.
Haunted Collectors. I am so psyched for that show.
I am, too. I can't
Aren't
wait.
You psyched?
Can't wait. Yes.
He's just such a great guy. And so, I mean, it sparked my interest with, you know, what about objects that do hold energy? So I'm just collecting stories about, you know, again, not necessarily haunted, but, you know, it can be objects that maybe are good luck charms that have been in the family for
right.
years. That interests me. What is it about these things? What
yes.
they hold the energy? You know what I mean?
I think they do. I do. I think.
Oh, absolutely, Karen.
I have antique things in my house, and I wholeheartedly believe that it holds something there, some kind of energy. I do.
Oh, no question.
Yeah.
You have antiques, too. If you've ever gone to either, like, a flea market or an antique sale, you'll see something, and it just speaks to you. You pick it up. And it has good energy. Something, there's an energy about.
Yes.
It does. So, I mean, but those, you know,
right.
the writing projects, and, you know, writing can be a slow process, but I do enjoy
yeah.
it. And again, if I can offer anything to anyone that'll be of hopefully some interest and help to them, then I'm very happy to do it. So.
And I know you will.
Oh, Karen, thank you.
Because you're gorgeous like that. Oh.
You are such a doll. Thank you.
I am so sad that this is going to be over. I'm so sad. I want another hour.
I
know.
I love talking to you.
I want another one.
Well, how about this? You'll have to come on to my show, and so how about that?
Okay, I'll do that. I'll do that.
Be my guest. So we'll figure that out because I can ask you questions.
Because I wanted to give a plug out there. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I lost you. I just wanted to give a plug out. I wanted to give a plug out there for Kimmy and Jody they have a guest on. His name is Dorian Gray. Nice. And they're going to be discussing, I know, his transition from Christian to Satanist. It's going to be excellent. I know.
So cool. Oh,
so
wow.
So you guys have to stay tuned for that.
Absolutely.
Yes, yes. And after that, it's Heather with her show. Yes! Into the Mystic. And then after that is Attached with Jenny. I know. We officially made this ladies' night on Para X. We have officially made it.
Psyched.
Yes.
this is awesome. This is awesome.
I know.
This is cool.
I am so happy that you came and talked to me tonight. I am so happy. And we had so much fun. And I hope you come back.
I promise, and I'm going to have you on my show. And Karen, your show is wonderful, and you are wonderful. So I am happy and blessed to have you as my friend. Thank you so much, my dear.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, everyone out there. All right. Everyone. You make me laugh. Everyone have a good night out there, and stay tuned for Kimmy and Jody. Brian will take us out with a song there, and everybody look forward to Kimmy and Jody's show.
Yay!
Thank you.
Thank you.
From the heavens, it was easy to tell. It was love from above that could save me from hell. Shed fire in a soul, it was easy to see how the devil himself could be pulled out of me. There were drums in the air as she started to dance, and soul in the room keeping time with her hands. And we sang, hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh, hey. And a voice in his playing like the angels sing, and sing it. Tell how we felt from the look on our faces. We were spinning in circles with the moon in our eyes.